Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 5. I want to read the first 10 verses and without comment, I promise. And I'm trying to get it all. Remember the context before I start reading. The context is about Jesus Christ, how he's so much better than everything. That's the thought of the book of Hebrews. He's better. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the priest and all. And the thought continues on that he's better. Verse number 1, chapter number 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself, speaking of that priest also, is compassed with infirmity. And by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that saith unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers, speaking of Jesus now, who in his days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him, speaking about God, that was able to save him from death and was heard in him, in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, these 10 verses here we're going to look at hopefully this morning. And I want to begin in verse number 1, obviously, where to me, this is kind of in a layman's language. Verse 1 is the definition of a high priest, of a priest. We see it here in verse number 1, what he does, who he is. It's kind of found here in verse number 1. Again, let's look at it with this in mind, that this is the definition in verse number 1 of a priest, a high priest. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Now, I want you to think here in verse number 1, it says he must be taken from among men, which means, obviously, he must be a man. Now, remember, we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ here. So Jesus Christ had to take on flesh. He had to become man in order to become a high priest. We'll talk about this in just a minute, but that's why it's so important, this verse number 1, describing with it a high priest, he must be from among men. It couldn't be an angel. It couldn't be something else. He must be from among men. And things pertaining to God, in other words, that he must be a representative, representing man to God, of things pertaining to God. A representative representing man to God. He was ordained for man in things pertaining to God. No man could appoint himself priest. Very important. No man could appoint. In other words, he just couldn't stand up in Israel and say, well, I think I'm going to be priest. I think I'm going to be high priest. The priest must be ordained, especially the high priest, and chosen by God. And I have a couple examples I want to look at real quick this morning. In 1 Samuel chapter number 13, maybe Greg could put that up here on the screen for you. 1 Samuel chapter number 13, verses 9 through 14. There's a fellow by the name of King Saul. Remember King Saul? in 1 Samuel number chapter number 13, King Saul invaded the priesthood and he lost his kingdom. Verse number 9 of chapter number 13. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me and a peace offering." And he, speaking of Saul, King Saul, offered the burnt offering, and that was a no-no. Only the priest could do this. But King Saul thought he was something else. Okay, I'm going to do this. Verse number 10. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. I mean, Saul was so happy. I mean, he saw Samuel coming, and the thought is he came out to Samuel and said, "Man, I offered an offering of a burnt sacrifice to God." And he was pleased with that, as far as Saul was. And same verse number 11, and Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" In layman's language, "Man, you've messed up." Okay? And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were," he always has an excuse. By the way, every time we mess up, don't we always have an excuse? We always have a reason. When I think about this, I think in the very first, in the Garden of Eden, you know, Adam messed up and Eve messed up. You remember that? And God come up to Adam and, "Adam, what did you do? What happened?" And Adam said, "Well, it was that woman you gave me." An excuse. "Eve, what happened? What have you done?" "Well, it was that serpent." Well, we always have, don't we all have excuses for our sins for some reason? Well, that same thing for Saul. Here in verse number 11. "Why have you done this?" Samuel said. And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me and that thou camest not within the days appointed. Now it's your fault, Samuel. You wasn't doing what you're supposed to do. And because you didn't do what you're supposed to do, I took it upon myself." So what he's saying, "And that the Philistines gathered themselves at Michmash. Therefore I said, the Philistines will come down now upon to me into Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord, for I forced myself there, and I offered a burnt offering." In other words, I really didn't want to do this, but I had to do it because you wasn't around. You get the context. Because you wasn't around, I didn't want to do it. Kind of like Aaron. Remember Aaron and the golden calf? Moses had come out of the off the mount, had given him the Ten Commandments, and Aaron, that high priest, "Aaron, what is this?" Aaron said, "I don't know. We just kind of threw something in the fire and out popped a golden calf." Remember that kind of language? That's what happened. I don't know. I always got excuses. And here he is blaming it on Samuel, "Because you weren't here, I sacrificed myself, or did it myself." Verse number 13, "And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord establish thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue." In other words, you're losing your kingdom now because of you appointed yourself priest. Well, the thought is we can't do this. Or let me put this to present day application. We're looking at, there's another one. I got two or three more, but we'll look at one more. As a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you don't call yourself to preach. God calls you. Your mama don't call you. Mama called, daddy sent. Okay. It must be a call of God on your life, as it was in the priesthood. I know there's variables and all, but even today, the principle still applies the same. You don't call yourself to the ministry. If you do, as Samuel told Saul, you've done foolishly. I would tell anybody says, "I'm going to be a preacher," and God hadn't called them, "You've done foolishly. You sure don't want this job." Job, you understand? You're going to make a mess of it. Okay. Well, that applies today. There's another thing I want to look at real quick. His name was King Uzziah. You ever heard of him? King Uzziah is in 2 Chronicles chapter number 26.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.